Hi, this is Dave O'Mara, and this is 5x5 for Wednesday, July 13th, 2005. I'm returning today to my reading and reactions to Henri Poincaré's Science and Hypothesis, the chapter on the classical mechanics. I'm proceeding at an extraordinary pace here, getting about a page every 2 months or so, a rate that compares to the class that my dad was in. This is actually my dad's birthday, by the way, his 82nd birthday. Happy birthday, Dad.
Naturally began to build a set of critical principles.
He was enrolled
in what started off just
simply as a project in which I deleted simply because I liked or disliked things,
has become a sort of reflective process for me where I begin to realize things about my own.
And reflected blue of the ways that appeared along the cobbled center of the street. The traffic took up a different song, louder and gayer. And there was the sound of windows being opened to greet the return of the forgetful sun. Then, down the narrow street, from the next corner along, came the loud cry of the lottery seller, and the sound of nails being hammered into boxes,
usually a letter or two at a time, alphabetically,
and onto my MP3 player,
it was like
listen to them and delete the ones I don't like. This requires that I listen to them in some sort of situations where my hands and eyes are free to do it. You
can't ever be abandoned or amended
because you would probably get precisely because it will never be submitted to a decisive test. So this is interesting. So what on earth does he mean by saying that a law is stronger precisely because it will never be submitted to a decisive test? Okay, well, I'll try to explore what he's saying here. In the first place, for this test to be complete, all the bodies of the universe must return with their initial velocities to their initial positions at a certain time.
When some problem
is important to the immediate self-interest of the organism is capable of applying its full intelligence to the problem, producing complex, coordinated, goal-oriented behavior or lucid, insightful metaphors. But when immediate self-interest is more distant, when the organism is asked to engage in social
the standards of
the delicate business of not merely being
my primary selection criteria have always been based more
on
personal pleasure than on any external critical standards.
In other words,
I'm developing these critical standards that I'm developing as I engage in this process.
There will be a ready explanation of any breaking down of the law. Okay. In other words, okay, any, he's arguing here that, let me see, that any counter-evidence, any evidence against the law will be explicable in terms of the insufficiency of the test. That will there will always be another explanation, mainly because we haven't been able to
was an all-conquering
get the perfect test.
And the clouds left behind by the defeated weary rain withdrew over the castle wall.
But I will continue.
Yet this is
it was a time to be happy.
In astronomy,
we see something weighed on me, an obscure longing, an undefined but not entirely despicable desire.
A really beautiful, strongly written
just
song.
Took me time.
All kinds of things. DJ Panko's Kalebari Dubbari,
which is apparently DJ Panko is a member of the Ojos de Brujo Spanish band, which is combines flamenco and hip-hop and rock. And my guess is, I found the picture on the web, my guess is
it was part of the definition,
the essential part of the definition of what it meant to be a person. Up till that moment, the question of personhood had been, is there someone up there, meaning living in the person's head, rather than
question
is
of whether
someone there, this being standing before me.
Oh, the problems of vision, the philosophical
movie
problems
started
of vision,
so yes.
And I don't remember what it was. This
certainly would like to stay out of those questions.
But
it is not so in physics. If physical phenomena are due to motion, it is to the motion of molecules, and by the way, that was a page turning right there. We are not attempting to keep the page turnings out of this. A book is decidedly meant to be a prop in this project which I'm going on here, and there is a book in front of me. And I'm not trying to pretend anything else. And it's just a great song.